From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter arrived in Iraq's Kurdistan Sunday to review the ongoing military offensive to retake Mosul. As the Pentagon chief went into talks with the Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani, U.S. officials say Kurdish Peshmerga forces had almost reached their goals in the week-old offensive. The battle plan is for the Peshmerga forces to stop along a line at an average of 20 kilometers outside the city of Mosul. Meanwhile, Pope Francis Sunday appealed for peace in Iraq, saying violence in the country had left him speechless. Conducting his weekly Angelus prayer from the window of the papal apartments overlooking St. Peter's Square, Francis said his thoughts were particularly with the inhabitants of Mosul. He says, "Our souls are shocked by the brutal acts of violence that for too long are being committed against innocent citizens." The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported heavy clashes and airstrikes that shook the Syrian city of Aleppo Sunday. It comes as heavy fighting resumed after the end of a three-day truce declared by government ally Russia. Thousands of Cameroonians have flocked to hospitals in the country's two main cities Sunday. They are searching for corpses and survivors after an overloaded train derailed on Friday, injuring more than 600 and killing more than 70. Most of the victims are now receiving treatment in the hospitals in the capital of Yaounde and the port city of Douala. It came after rail lines were cleared and the injured were evacuated. The accident happened in Eska. This is VOA News. The pro-government Arab coalition Sunday stepped up airstrikes on Iran-backed rebels in Yemen, and clashes raged on the ground. Warring parties ignored a UN call to renew a fragile ceasefire. The 72-hour ceasefire took effect just before midnight on Wednesday to allow aid deliveries in Yemen. It officially ended at midnight on Saturday. The United States is warning U.S. citizens of the potential risk of terror attack or attempted kidnapping of foreigners in Istanbul, Turkey. The consulate on its website said in a message late Saturday that extremist groups continued their aggressive attacks to attack Americans and other foreigners in the city. The notice went on to say that the attacks may be pre-planned or could occur with little or no warning. At least 172 inmates escaped a Haitian prison near the capital of Port-au-Prince during an armed mutiny, killing one guard. Many escaped with police weapons, according to local media. One prisoner climbed over a wall and fell to his death, while two other detainees were wounded and are in hospital. The European Union and Canada will decide on Monday whether they will meet for a summit Thursday held to sign the CETA trade pact, according to a European source. Tomorrow afternoon, the president of the European Council, Donald Tusk, will have a phone conversation with the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. Italian officials say 14 bodies have been recovered in a two-day period on smugglers' boats packed with migrants making the journey across the Mediterranean. The Italian Coast Guard says the dead included a 25-year-old pregnant woman. In all, 5,700 migrants were rescued from dozens of small boats and rubber dinghies between Friday and Saturday. Fighters from the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab group said Sunday that they had retaken control of a town in central Somalia. It comes after hundreds of Ethiopian troops serving with the African Union's AMISOM force withdrew. It's the third time this month that the Islamist group moved into a town in the region after the departure of Ethiopian forces. An unmanned cargo ship operated by the U.S. company Orbital ATK arrived Sunday at the International Space Station, delivering 2.5 tons of food and supplies for the 6 astronauts living there. That ship will remain attached to the space station until November. Astronauts will fill it up with trash before sending it back to Earth. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.